great piece for band by Clifton Williams. It's called Fanfare and Allegro, with the inimitable Frederick Fennell and the Eastman Wind Ensemble. Good morning. Good cloudy Monday morning to you. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon. We've got Bach, Mahler, Arvo Pärt, even the Sergei Rachmaninoff vocalese is coming up. And I want to say thank you to Barbara Childs of Olathe. I checked my mailbox before I came upstairs to the air studio here at KPR on campus. And our first holiday card shows a polar bear in the snow, and it says, greetings of the season. And she sent us a check, and she said, thank you, KPR, for brightening my mornings with music. Thank you, Barbara Childs. After I start our next piece, I'll take the check down to Sarah, our membership coordinator, to put it into the Classical Music Fund for Music on the Radio. And, well, we don't quite have a polar bear in the snow today, but we do have a 20% chance of showers before noon with a high of 64. Let's chase away these clouds and get some sunshine in our music with the Bach Second Brandenburg Concerto now on KPR. A great piece for the trumpet. That's Bach, Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, with Gerard Schwartz leading members of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from Z's Divine Espresso. Z's is offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Don Marquis Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 99.5 Manhattan. This weekend, Matthias Pintscher directs Mahler's Seventh Symphony. Let's listen to the final movement of it, the Rondo Allegro from Symphony No. 7 on KPR. And that's the finale, the rondo of the Symphony No. 7 by Gustav Mahler. That was Claudio Abbado and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. But imagine feeling those drums in your chest and watching the bells being clanged at the end there with the power of the Kansas City Symphony, directed by their new director that we've just heard great things about, Matthias Pintscher. They're doing it this weekend. KCSymphony.org. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in today's noon hour, some music from a French ballet called Sylvia. And Andras Schiff plays one of the Bach French suites. Also a fun symphony, Sinfonia India by Carlos Chavez. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. It's a quarter till ten. I'm Cordelia Brown. We go from the glory of Mahler's Seventh to something quite different. Now with Gidon Kramer, violin, and Naoko Yoshino, harpist. This is by Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. It's written in the 1970s. It's called Spiegel im Spiegel, or Mirror in the Mirror, on KPR.
Thank you.
by Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, Mirror in the Mirror. With violinist using some interesting techniques, Gidon Kramer, with harpist Naoko Yoshino, here on KPR. Just enough time before news now, let's listen to the Rachmaninoff Vocalise on KPR. Featuring James Galway, soloing in the Vocalise by Sergei Rachmaninoff. We'll hear James Galway a little bit more in the 11 o'clock hour for a concerto for two flutes and orchestra. And right after the news, in just a few minutes, listen for a really neat version for piano that William Grant Still made of Swanee River. Also Ray Fun Williams' English Folk Song Suite right after that. It's all ahead after a three-minute news update from NPR. You're on KPR, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in
Days. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. It's KPR. From an album that came out a few years featuring the pianist Jenny Slotjever. That was Jenny playing Swanee River, arranged for solo piano by William Grant Still. Next on Kansas Public Radio, let's enjoy the English Folk Song Suite by Ray Fun Williams on KPR. Yuri Meyer and the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, and up in Canada, the English Folk Song Suite, Ray Fun Williams. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. It's about 10:15. We do have a slight chance for a little bit of rain, maybe some sprinkles before noon. We can expect a high, though, of about 64, despite all these clouds. And tonight, mostly cloudy with the low above freezing, 46. And tomorrow should be 65, and the sun should come out tomorrow. It's about 55 degrees right now in Lawrence. Let's listen now to some Mozart chamber music with Stephen Hammer, the oboist, with some string players. This is Mozart's F major oboe quartet now on KPR. With Stephen Hammer, oboist, and a few string players from the Academy of Ancient Music. That was Mozart's F major oboe quartet on KPR. Some Olympian music by Giovanni Pergolesi. And then some Wagner and some Glinka played by Trio Lawrence. Good morning. It's KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students, and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in the Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. This is KPR. From the Olympiad, a Sinfonia by Giovanni Battista Pergolesi, Myung-Won Chung directing the St. Cecilia Academy of Rome. Good morning. It's, 19 minutes before 11 o'clock? After 11, look forward to La Vida Breva, the interlude and dance, Cimarosa, And Gerald Finzi, Love's Labor's Lost, sweet from the music he wrote for that play. Next on Kansas Public Radio, it's Richard Wagner, the prelude to Act One of Lohengrin on Kansas Public Radio. The prelude to the first act of Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. Alessandro Siciliani and the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Next hour, listen for an interlude and dance from La Vita Breve by Manuel de Falla. Next, we have music by Mikhail Glinka featuring Lawrence's own Trio Lawrence. Forecast is updated, and now that 20% chance for showers is moved to after 5 p.m. today. Should stay cloudy with a high of 64. It's still stuck at 55 in Lawrence. Tonight, that 20% chance of showers lasts, I guess, between 5 and 8 p.m. with some fog tonight, otherwise cloudy and cloudy night, 46. And tomorrow, after the fog burns off, it should be mostly sunny, with a high of 65 degrees for tomorrow. Here's Trio Lawrence from their new album. This is Mikhail Glinka's Cradle Song, arranged for flute, viola, and harp on KPR. A beautiful offering from an album that just came out, Fujin's Dream, in 2025. It was put together by three music teachers in the KU Music Department, Daniel Velasco, flute, Aaron Wood, harp, and Boris Vayner, viola. That was Mikhail Glinka's Cradle Song, and this is KPR. The Montalto Motion Picture Orchestra. Aren't they great? They recorded that here at KPR. They do silent film music right there live in the theater. Every February, there's a big silent film festival in Topeka, and they usually come for that. They did last year. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're live and local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 FM. Plus the same product on KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And down south it's KANQ carrying the signal for Chanute at 90.3 FM. And of course online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Stay tuned for James Galloway again. We'll hear the Concerto for Two Flutes by Domenico Cimarosa, who wrote 80 operas, but he also wrote a flute concerto. And some English music that Gerald Finzi wrote for Love's Labor's Lost, after we hear some Manuel de Falla right after the news. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 11:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR of box office hits, Tom Cruise has an Oscar. He received an Academy Honorary Award yesterday at the Governor's Awards. He delivered an emotional acceptance speech streamed by the Oscars online.
I have ever made or ever will make. And I want you to know that I will always do everything I can to help this art form.
Ceremony also honored singer, actor, and philanthropist Dolly Parton and Debbie Allen. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM, ARM.com. Good morning. It's KPR. La Vita Breve, a Spanish phrase for life is short. It's famously referring to the 1905 two-act opera by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla, but it's also the title of a few other things, like the 1950 novel by Juan Carlos Onetti, or a 2025 Spanish TV series about the brief reign of King Louis I of Spain. That was the interlude and dance from De Falla's La Vida Breve, Jesús López Cobos, and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's 12 minutes into our 11 o'clock hour. We have some English music coming up, but next here is Domenico Cimarosa, lived from 1749 to 1801. Here's his double flute concerto on KPR. Featuring James Galway, first flute, and himself directing the London Mozart Players. That was by Domenico Cimarosa, concerto for two flutes and orchestra in G, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutemann, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. Let's listen now to some English music he wrote for The Story of Love's Labor's Lost on KPR. That's music that English composer Gerald Finzi wrote to accompany The Story, Love's Labor's Lost. William Boughton and the English String Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for the music today on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Arts Center's Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting a concert by Canadian folk duo Quote the Raven on November 25th at 7 p.m. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org. And from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited two-week pass for new students or a yoga basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Good morning, it's KPR. Let's take a peek at Jeff Watson's playlist. He's got music from noon to three this afternoon. He'll have that Morning from Peer Gynt by Edvard Grieg, also a Spring Song by Sibelius, and Felix Mendelssohn's Second String Quartet. Keep it here on KPR.
It's Layla.
You never know what you'll learn on Morning Edition. Join Matthew Algio in the morning between 5 and 9 here on KPR for the next Morning Edition from NPR. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from KU. That means we are KANU. And KANU, HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. 58 degrees now in Lawrence. It's supposed to be about 64 today and 66 tomorrow. Today we have a 20% chance for a little bit of rain, probably between 5 and 8 this afternoon and evening. Tonight, 46, and then tomorrow, after the fog burns off at about 7 a.m., it should be mostly sunny with a high near 65. It's KPR, Kansas Public Radio.